something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here. Damien Farrelly is back in studio with news from the net. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning, Trina.
You're slagging me for wearing a coat in the studio.
I never... We're inside and you have your coat on. What is it? I'm sweating in every canal.
Yeah, it's because men and women have different temperatures, right? Yeah. This happens at home as well. Whenever I'm roasting, my husband's freezing. Whenever he's freezing, I'm roasting.
What is it?
I don't know. I bet you anybody listening right now will be able to identify with this.
In another twist during the week, I came in and Aoife is at the front door. Lovely. Every time you go in, she was hugging a hot water bottle.
Yeah.
What's that
freezing.
About?
Freezing. Sure, it's freezing.
It isn't freezing. I actually feel, you're sitting there with a coat. You look like I should be flicking your fivepence.
I look like
sitting
the Michelin
man. You're all lonesome. And it's roasting in here.
Damien, you have news from the net for me.
I have. Did you see this during the week? Kate Wright, she's been praised for a couple of nights ago. There was a documentary on BBC, a lot of talk about it. Rio and Kate becoming a step family, where she talked about now being a stepmother to her husband, Rio Ferdinand's three kids after the death of their mum. Rebecca Ferdinand, you might remember, died in 2015. She was just 34 and she battled breast cancer.
I remember him doing a documentary, Rio Ferdinand doing a documentary about how difficult it was and how he didn't really appreciate how much his wife did when she was alive. Like, he found things like the school run particularly difficult.
Putting on socks on the kids, I remember it well.
Things he took for granted, like knowing that the kids had PE on a Wednesday and they'd swimming on a Saturday afternoon or whatever. Things that were just organised for him.
Yeah.
And then he had to manage.
So within 2 years, he met Kate. And she was one of these, the only way is Essex girls, looking $1 million all the time. Now, I don't know if there's kind of a thing in my... Maybe I'm completely wrong.
It's Mother's Day this weekend. The children write cards to their mum and their nan. We laminate them so that when they're at the cemetery, they obviously can last longer rather than getting wet and damaged. So I'm actually just laminating them now. I always write a message from me because... After all, I am bringing up her children with Rio. So this is my one to Rebecca. We are all thinking of you today, especially the children. I wish you were here to see how far they have come. I don't know why it makes me so sad. I feel like I am grieving for someone that I didn't know. I wish you were here to see how far they have come. I know you are and would be so proud of them. We are celebrating you today. I hope I'm doing a good job of looking after them for you. It's a bloody hard job, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm always thinking of you. Lots of love, Kate.
I thought watching it, we sat down, the two of us and my wife, she had no interest. Leona looked at the first couple of minutes and said, no, don't want to see her. Just gone completely. I looked at maybe the next 25 minutes. I thought... She was very self-serving. I don't know why I thought I did. I had no sympathy for her. It was just all about me. Oh, she just kept saying me. I'd love to count the amount of times she said me, 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 me. I don't think it was about the kids. I don't know.
Funnily enough, I watched the trailer for this and I was nearly bawling watching the trailer because I did feel for her because it has to be hard. You're coming in, you're now a mother to these three kids who lost their mother at such a young age.
Yeah.
They probably didn't want her there at the beginning. All the family and friends, as she said in the documentary, were saying, well, you don't do it the way Rebecca did it. So you're being compared to somebody who's gone and isn't coming back, you know.
Well, maybe,
it
maybe,
must have been difficult
maybe
for
her. Maybe he met somebody too soon. And his dad was even very wary of her when she came in first. And he's still, in my view, a bit wary as well.
I feel like failure a lot. And people say, this is Rebecca's house. You don't do it like this. That's not how Rebecca likes it. I got it wrong quite a few times and everyone's like, oh, she can't cook. Rebecca could do this and do that. I feel like she has been picked on by a lot of close people. I just thought, I just don't know what to do. But I love Rio and I love the kids.
If it's us five with strangers, I'll say they're my kids. It's when, like, family go, they're not your kids.
Yeah.
But I don't have to say, oh, they're not your kids. It's more the expression.
And then I feel bad, but I do feel like they're my kids. Yeah. I love them like they're my kids.
Yeah, you're not lying.
Now, she came across very well. She loved the kids and remembered Kate, the mum, with balloons, releasing those balloons up into the air and all that kind of thing. So she seems like a lovely person. But it was all just me, 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 going to these counselling things every day of the week, counselling for this and counselling for that. I just thought it was very... It was all about me.
The one thing I would say is she completely gave up her career, all her telly work, her The Only Way is Essex, to be mother to these kids.
I think somebody
who's used to being in the public eye like that, used to having, you know, being on telly and magazines all the time, I would commend her for doing that. She didn't have to.
She didn't have to, but sure, look, the show reeked of money. Even went down when they were getting measured for the suits and everything. It was just, I don't know, am I alone? I had no sympathy for them whatsoever in it. Now, I did for the kids. I did for the kids, and I thought he was a great dad. Like you, I remembered when his poor wife died, Rebecca, in 2015, and he was, you know, saying, oh my God, I didn't realise how much she did. That's where I'm at, because I don't know where I'd be if my wife passed away, God forbid. I wouldn't know what to do with half the stuff, because like that, I'm at work or whatever, and there's loads of stuff going on, runs. So that was fine. I had Sympathy Then.
Okay, so if you haven't seen it, maybe have a look at that. It is on the BBC, called Kate and Rio Becoming a Step Family. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.